Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we're going to be spending this segment talking about education opportunities here in the Copper Country, and I'm joined by a couple of guests from Gogebic Community College. Joining me right now is Glenn Gibble, and if I did pronounce the name wrong, just go right ahead and correct me, and Christina Yilitalo, who is the biology instructor. Glenn is the student success coordinator at Gogebic Community College. Let me again say welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Rick, for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
All right, well, Gogebic Community College has multiple places to be able to attend. One of them is right here in our backyard at the Copper Country Mall. Students have been going, using this opportunity for quite a while now. Let's just kind of start with that, because a lot of people who are here, if they shop at the mall or just, you know, drive by, they're familiar with the new facility. Just how has that gone?
Well, the new facility has really taken off. We've had an opportunity to increase from our original site from when I came on. I started in the spring of 2012, and we were still at the old facility next to the Dairy Queen in Houghton here. So we were able to go to the mall and start in the spring of 2013 and really expand our classroom space and the cohesiveness of our staff. And I think Christina can probably elaborate on that. She has been with us for quite a while teaching classes and knows how disjointed it was probably in the past, having classes in the local high schools in addition to some of our own classroom space. So I think if you want to just speak a little bit about that, Christina, it'd be kind of good for people to hear.
Yeah, I also started teaching in spring of 2012, and the first couple semesters that I taught, we were either at the Hancock High School or the Chassel High School, and so for students, they didn't really have a central area to meet or study with each other, and the new facility definitely gives them that. And then having a new facility also gives us our own lab space, which has really helped for our science classes tremendously.
Now, of course, we live in an area where, you know, we're sort of saturated with news from two major universities in the area, and that do a tremendous job educating students. Gogebic offers an alternative choice. What are the advantages to exploring this?
Obviously, one of the main advantages students look at is the cost. I mean, right up front, that seems to be a big factor in what influences students to come to a community college. But the other flip side, I think, and probably more importantly, is the instruction of small class sizes. They have an opportunity to get to know their instructors on a first-name basis. All their instructors learn all of their names. We have some who are communicating and working with students outside of the classroom for different opportunities, projects, and really providing that extra level of support that students may need. Transitioning, whether it be an incoming student right out of high school or a non-traditional student who may be a little fearful of coming after having worked in the workforce, started a family, and being away from education for a while. So I think that's really an advantage of the community college, is the support network, the opportunities, and then obviously with us continuing looking at expanding offerings, we transition very, very smoothly and nicely into any of the local institutions. I've had students also transfer anywhere from here to California or Texas, or transfer in from any of those institutions as well. So it's really reaches out geographically, where we have a connection to major universities, institutions around the country, both coming and going. So students have a lot of opportunities for programs, and it gives them a nice fresh start, a lot of cases, transition for career changers, and also is very, very economically feasible.
Now, I picked this time of year to bring up this topic because with a lot of graduating seniors or those who are going to be going into their senior year in the fall, this is about the time that people really start to narrow down their choices. Where am I going to go to school? What's next after this? Is there a limit to the programs that Gogebic offers, or do you have a very wide range of opportunities for students?
We do have quite a wide array. It depends on where you're willing to go, because obviously we are an extension site at the Copper Country Mall, our location. So our main campus is in Ironwood, Michigan. So they do have a lot of our main programs, but here in Houghton, we have grown our programming availability to students. One of our primary is our nursing has been kind of what we were founded on. So the nursing has still been very, very vibrant and increased enrollment. But we've really expanded into a lot more transfer students, complementing our local institutions. A lot of students who may want to go to a four-year university might not be academically prepared, might want to save some money up front. So those students come in and they take a lot of classes with us. So those are some of the factors to weigh in. And I guess I wanted to kind of address a stereotype too. since we're talking about, a lot of students kind of pick a community college as their second choice. I would kind of argue against that. It is as good, if not better in some cases, of the instructional level. So people are aware that it is a very, very solid, our instructors are dedicated to their field of study, and that they're getting a quality education, if not better, and more direct interaction with their instructors. So that's something that students can really be aware of, making consideration for the community college, is that the instruction is very, very high quality, that you will have a lot more interaction with your peers, and a lot of times more opportunity. You won't be one of a whole huge number of students, you're one of a small fraction of students.
Yeah, and I think it gives students the opportunity to really get to know their professor, and I make an effort to learn all my students' names and what kind of their career goals are and where they're looking to go, so that we can help them find that pathway to success and be successful whether they transfer or go into one of our programs like nursing.
Now, Christina, what type of classes are you teaching right now?
I teach anatomy and physiology, so a lot of the pre-nursing and pre-healthcare students come and take those classes, and then I also teach some of the general biology classes as well.
Now, as an instructor, how does being at GoGibbick, is it helping you? What are you seeing the difference as opposed to in a large classroom setting with hundreds of students each semester?
Well, from my own educational experiences, having a small class really gives students the opportunity to talk directly to me. If they're having questions on the material, they can come and sit down with me and I can go through it with them one-on-one in addition to what they learn in the classroom. Whereas if you have a really big class size, it's hard for the professor to give each student individualized attention. And so that is really a benefit of coming to GoGibbick.
Now, what about what you're teaching? How does it compare, or is it different at all to the coursework that you might get if you're attending a four-year university?
Our human anatomy and physiology classes are transfer level classes, so you can take them at GoGibbick and transfer to Michigan Tech or to any other school where they could pursue a healthcare career.
Glenn, you mentioned about the cost. All right, so assume that probably per credit hour it's more affordable. But what if you're just struggling with putting together funds for college at all? What kind of financing is available or financial aid through GoGibbick?
Well, GoGibbick participates in the federal student or the FAFSA. You have to fill out the FAFSA to be part of the federal student aid, and all students can fill that out and be considered based on their income. And I think it's a misconception that students think just because they may have a little bit higher level of income that they don't qualify. Students pretty much qualify for student loans, if not grants and scholarships. So we do have a lot of those opportunities. I believe the statistics are roughly about 70% of our students qualify for some type of federal aid, including grant scholarships and student loans. So, I mean, the percentage is pretty high. But student loans are available to virtually all students. So that's something to consider, that education is available, it's affordable. It is somewhat of a labor-intensive process. I mean, I'm not going to say that the financial aid process is easy, but it is something that we have support for. If students have questions on how to go about that, I help students regularly every semester just initiate the filling out the FAFSA, which is typically takes about 30 minutes. Would need your tax information from the previous year, and you'd have to have some other personal information to be able to create that account. But once you get it set up initially, it is something that is saved in the system, and you can log back in year after year and just update the information that changes yearly. So that is available. We do also have institutional scholarships that are a part of that financial aid process, which there's quite a bit. We have a very, very generous foundation that donates a lot of funding to our students, both from the GoGibbick campus and the off-campus site here. So we have a lot of students who are available. And they did just update that system, so it went electronically onto our website, where our students can apply through that format online and be considered for any scholarships that they're eligible for. So I think that's really, really an improvement. It's going to help allow students to be considered for a lot more than the past, since it was a manual process where people were physically going through paper applications and sorting out who was eligible for that funding. And the financial aid department, the foundation, and all of us as staff are excited about that opportunity now to realize that students may be considered for more funds that are available that sometimes were going unfunded previously. So there's a wide array between grants. A lot of our students qualify for federal grants, which is obviously money that doesn't have to be paid back, both scholarships, institutions, institutionally and from other organizations. And then, like I said, the last one, if not student loans are always an option, but we really try to give students an opportunity to have funding up front and minimize, especially the community college leaving with federal student loan debt.
Ideally, how much lead time should you give yourself to, you know, sort of get ready and get all your ducks in the row, apply for financial aid, and get yourself ready to attend?
That's a good question. As soon as possible. I mean, being a community college, we do have an open enrollment period. So we see it kind of all the way from the very, very early on, the go-getter students, and then right up until classes start. My suggestion is do it as soon as possible. There is an initial, especially if you're looking at attending universities, a May or March 15th priority deadline for federal scholarships and all that type of funding. So, and obviously, that time frame has passed. But for all the rest of them, you can still, if you qualify for grants or for student loans, you can be eligible. We have students that apply all the way with us, all the way up until classes start. So you have, for the community college, you have a lot more liberal time frames on being able to be accepted. But like I said, you would want to start ahead of time, start the process. So we have all your application materials on file, your transcripts, and then all, because the financial aid process, like I said, sometimes is labor intensive. There is a verification process for about 38% of our students. So they may have to go through additional paperwork showing the information that they provided was actually accurate. So the sooner the better. And if they have questions, they can always stop in or they can contact our financial aid office directly. They're very, very helpful in terms of getting students started in the process and then keeping them current of where they are at as they move along.
Now, of course, we tend to focus on graduating high school students as, you know, your next class there at Go-Gibbet Community College. But you also are, you know, you have opportunities available to, you know, adults who are, you know, finding themselves, they either, you know, they need to learn a new skill, they need to go back to school. Maybe they already been through school once and, you know, maybe they didn't make the right choice when it comes to their degree or their job wasn't everything that they had hoped it to be. And now they're looking at, you know, not necessarily starting over, but adding to their arsenal, so to speak, of their skills. What's available for people like those?
We have a vault or multiple programs that are available to students who are coming either from the workforce or transitioning out of different careers or coming to school for the first time. They might just not be fresh out of high school. So we see a lot of opportunities from our end of it. Our general business has been very, very popular. It kind of gives students an opportunity to really focus on something that they may be interested, whether it be in accounting, entrepreneurship, or any of the general business type services that we have if they want to go out and work directly afterwards or transition into a bachelor's or higher in any of those types of things. Another popular area for us has been criminal justice, actually, with the state really looking at a shortage of corrections officers. Students need a minimum of 15 credits in a correctional background to be eligible to go to the state academy. So we've seen an influx of students coming into something like that, but that really helps because they can work to their advantage if they get an associate's degree or higher in the criminal justice field too, to expand their job opportunities. So that's been another area. Obviously the healthcare field, we have students all the way from LPN all the way through our associate degree registered nurse program, which can go out and complement in our society and all around the country. And then also they'd like to transition sometimes into bachelor's degrees programs of nursing. A lot of them now are able to work and take those in online. A lot of universities have gone to online programming. So that gives our students an opportunity to continually build on the foundation we established and go out and work and be able to support themselves and minimize some of that debt and get a skill that they can support their families and actually continue to build upon once they're out there in the workforce.
And one thing that the Copper Country Center has given us is we have a lot of flexibility with scheduling classes now. So we do offer a number of classes during the traditional day college schedule, but we also have a lot of evening classes available too. And so if somebody is working and then they want to take an evening class or two to kind of see how they like it and move into this program to change their career or just get further education to advance them in their career, that is an opportunity at Go-Gibbet as well.
And that is important because not all of us, and I would be one of them, you know, have, you know, really the time to take, you know, a full slate of classes, drop everything, put the, you know, family on hold if you're an older non-traditional student, or to, you know, take time off work so that you can complete your education. That flexibility and availability allows you to be able to, you know, earn that degree sort of at your own pace and in your own time schedule.
Yeah, that's very true, and I think that's one of the important things too, is almost all of our programs that we have available can be complemented with the flexibility of scheduling, evening classes, sometimes early morning classes, or whatever might work in your schedule. But the program doesn't require you to stick to a specific cohort either, where you have to be taking a certain number of classes and be done in a certain time frame. I mean, I've been there for 3 years, and I think the longest I've seen, he was before I did, he graduated last fall, was there for 6. So it took him over 6 years to complete an associate's degree, but it was something he was able to continually work towards. And I think that's kind of the evidence of what we want to show is available to students, that it doesn't matter what the load is. It's a matter of if you're able to fit working towards your goals and fit the classes into your schedule, that's what's important, and continue work towards what you want to accomplish. And we're willing to try to take that. This time around, I was able to work with a student specifically who I know works day shift, and he wasn't able to get a class which we've only had offered during the day, and this was the first time we were able to offer it later in the night or in the evening section. He was actually able to pick the time. So I mean, that's obviously a special circumstance, but we really do take what our students are saying, what their requests, what their needs are, and really try to accommodate. And a nice thing with our sciences, with like Christina and a lot of the other instructors too, we have flexibility where if we have two sections of something, we will really try to make that. So one's an earlier and one's a later, or might maybe more of a block type schedule, and some of them are split up more multiple times over the week. So we really have tried to focus on accommodating the needs of people in all aspects of their lives and their professional and academic careers.
You know, and I'm a firm believer, regardless of what the political climate may say, that having a degree, having that education is still essential to success in life. You know, you can earn yourself more money in your current job. Average salaries of people with a degree, even a two-year degree, is still much better than those without. So it's worth your time, even if you can't devote yourself full-time, to continue to be working towards something. Now, if somebody wants to come in, but they're not sure what direction they're heading, are they able to come in and just talk about what opportunities are available?
Yes, they are. That's kind of part of my role, being the student success coordinator. And I think all of us at the college have success built into what our responsibilities are. But I have the opportunity to sit down and just have a nice casual conversation, find out what it is that students are looking for. I mean, what are they looking at? What are their intentions? Where would they ultimately want to go? And we kind of just have a nice conversation to figure out where they're at right now, where they ultimately want to go, and what steps we need to take in the meantime to start and initiate that process, whether it be if they haven't applied, starting the application process, maybe doing a little career exploration, or sending them out into do some job shadowing opportunities and things like that. That's an area where we're really trying to increase connections with the community to find out. So students who are uncertain, because that's what we see a lot of undecided general education students coming in who don't know, and as a society we're forcing students to really kind of try to narrow it down and focus very early on, and it's difficult in because they don't have those experiences. So we're really trying to give them the opportunity to go out, job shadow, interview potential employers or people in fields that they may be interested in, and giving them the opportunities. And that's why some of our programs are also designed where they have those experiences within it. They can go, they can have clinical experience in some of our healthcare fields, they can have in some of our more technical hands-on experience, so they feel what those trades do as well. So our students really kind of have an opportunity, so I try to narrow that down, but I really try to give them the support all the way through. Some students need a lot of extra support and encouragement. Some of them come in, they kind of have an idea of what they want to do, and they want to be more hands-off. We have a new advising model that's just really kind of coming into play, and it's really an intrusive model. So it might sound a little bit negative from a perspective, but a lot of students do need that, especially students we see, that they need some guidance. They need people checking in with them, seeing how things are going. And for all of our faculty, all of our staff, I think everybody buys into that idea already, that all of our students are part of our community, and we really, really need to be supportive. And maybe I can't connect specifically with a student in going into healthcare, but somebody like Christina or some of our other full-time faculty who will be advising as well can help give them information from their area of expertise. And so that really supports our students. So we have a nice, really well-rounded staff who's supportive of each other and give students opportunity to have a lot of professional people to ask questions of.
And we do in our faculty, our full-time faculty and our adjuncts have a really diverse background of instructors. And so if students have questions about, say, myself, my background is in chiropractic and also biomedical engineering. And so if students are interested in that or those fields, they can come and talk to me about, like, practically what did you do on a daily basis when you were in practice. And then we have other faculty that have other backgrounds, and so we can kind of pair up students or have students go to the faculty as almost a mentor.
Now, participating in this program to help students, have you found that it's a positive intrusion?
Definitely. I think that students like to have someone they feel like is there for them if they have questions. And once we set up this advising model, they're more comfortable coming to you and saying, well, I have a question about this, but it's not really necessarily directly related to school. It's more related to career. And they feel like we are a resource for them to help with those questions.
Now, I know that GoGibbick offers a wide array of classes, but one of the draws towards the university life is just sort of the campus involvement. What is available through GoGibbick that's sort of just outside of the sitting in the classroom and opening the textbook that offers the potential student?
That's an area we've really been trying to increase. We've had some opportunities for student activities that have really kind of taken off. We asked for insight, and we've had a couple students who have actually shared experiences on both campuses, which has been very, very beneficial in terms of translating some of our main campus, which has more of the college feel, and ours is more of an extension site. So we've been able to translate some of those from bowling nights. We've had multiple of those that have increasingly had improved participation. Yesterday, with another example, we had a Easter egg hunt, and that gave students this opportunity to kind of feel part of and connected, where there was prizes, different levels of prizes in the Easter eggs, where they could win some money, win a flash drive, win some money towards printing. So it's things that college students really feel connected to. So those are some of the things we've done. We've tried movie nights, and we've opened up the floor to students to really try to create and expand upon clubs that they feel are part of the college experience. So it's been a process. We've been definitely improving. We've been giving opportunities. And another area where students, we're really trying to make the connection, because we are really two remote sites, that some of our students are actually writing for our school newspaper to kind of make a blended view of what's happening on both campuses. So there are a lot of opportunities, and we're continuing openly to suggestions on what students want. We've surveyed them. We've tried to implement some of those things, but it's a continual process, and it's been in process for a while, and hopefully we'll see that as we continue to expand. I mean, we're getting more space now, more classroom space, which will have a bigger facility where hopefully we'll be able to provide even some physical activity type things. I know there's been an expression of students interested in yoga and physical fitness, so maybe with some of those larger classroom spaces we'll be able to have and run some volunteer fitness classes as well. So that's another area where we're trying to focus as we move forward.
And with our expansion, we're also adding more student study areas and a student lounge area so that students have a place where they can get together with other students and either study or just hang out and chat about their activities as well.
And when you're done, you've completed your education in GoGibbick, you have services to sort of help them determine what their next step is.
We do. We do have a full-time transfer coordinator for those students who are looking at going to the next level. We also have some career support services on the main campus. We're trying to embed more of that. We aren't a full service site at the Copper Country Center yet, because obviously a lot of those services are quite costly. So, but we do have our students do have access to that, and we try to bring those services to our campus frequently too. And as we continue to evolve and grow and see how this thing all shakes out, we will have more support services. And the other nice thing is we have a great community who we've partnered with multiple organizations to help transition our students into the workforce. So we've had some connections in that area as well. So it's kind of a community, not only within our small community college setting, but within our local communities too, making connections to employers, the other institutions, and just having those connections where students if us knowing their personal needs and what their expectations are for themselves can put them in a situation to hopefully be successful.
I've been talking with Glenn Gibble, who is the Student Success Coordinator at Gogebic Community College, and also with Christina Ilitalo, who is a biology instructor there at the campus. And if somebody wants to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is you can either stop in. I mean, we definitely welcome walk-ins. That's probably the easiest way in terms if you want to walk out with some information in hand. But you can call us, 906-483-0070. That's the number to our main line, and you can talk to Patty, or she can transfer you to any one of us at the campus if you have more questions. You can also visit our website, gogebic.edu.
Glenn and Christina, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today will be right back.